Now we're talking to Carrollton girls basketball coach Michael Locke. And Coach Locke, your girls are playing the Slater tournament. You start off playing the host team. You're the two seed. The Slater was the host. And I think you guys got off to like a 21-0 start or something like that, and then kind of faded towards the end. And it was a pretty tight game with Slater.
Yeah, no, I think the score was 21-10 at half. And, you know, not, and we didn't play well, but, you know, a little credit that's to Slater. And then second half, fourth quarter, we were just flat tired. And I know that sounds like an excuse, and I don't hate many, but we didn't touch a basketball for 9 days with all that weather, and we couldn't get in the gym. And we had one practice on Monday, and that was the first time we touched the ball in 9 days. And then on Monday we practiced and then came here to Slater, and you could just tell it was just – it wasn't lack of effort, but it looked like we were running in wet concrete. We were just so much slower than I was used to watching and seeing us play lately. And, you know, after the game, I said, girls, sometimes you just survive one, and we survived one tonight. I knew going into the Santa Fe game, if we played remotely close to that with that kind of energy or speed, that, you know, they were good enough to beat us by 30 points. And, you know, Thursday night's game was frustrating that we lost against Santa Fe, but I was really proud of our girls' defensive effort. They gave it all they could defensively. We just didn't score the ball last night, unfortunately.
Yeah, and your team got down by, I think, 11 right off the start, and then 11 in the second half. But every time they responded well and got back within 4 points or so and just couldn't seem to hit the shots down the stretch. But really interesting on the defensive end of the floor, you're able to contain Kerrigan Smith and Bella Limback to 18 combined points, and either one of those girls I've seen go for over 20. And you kind of did that with like a box and one, it seemed like. Can you explain to the listeners to that how you did that?
Well, we just kind of threw a different kind of look at them, just knowing where they were. Yeah, put someone on Smith the whole time. I think she's kind of the key or the catalyst. When she goes, they go. And so I was trying to take that way a little bit, and credit to Mackenzie Brown and for doing what she did on her, and a credit to the rest of our team for, you know, paying attention where Lindback was. But it was definitely a team defensive effort. I thought our communication was good. You know, we were 7 for 39 shooting, and you're just not going to win very many games like that. But I always tell them, I try to teach and preach defense with these girls because I feel like it can travel. It should never, you know, it's just effort and want to. And they wanted to last night. Just unfortunately, it didn't happen. It'd been a big step for these girls to try to get to a championship game. And it's unfortunately not going to happen here. But, you know, in a third place game, when we get to play, that's kind of been a messed up deal. But when we get to play it for us, you know, that'll be a big deal. I keep telling these girls, you know, I got high expectations for them, but we don't have a basketball trophy in our trophy case on the girls' side since the year 2000, and these girls weren't even born then. So, you know, even if it's for third place, and I don't know when we get it in, it'll be a big game for us.
And as a coach, how do you put that disappointing loss behind him and have the girls completely focus on tomorrow's game for third place or whenever you get that third place game in?
Just really, you know, it's kind of weird. You know, usually you don't feel better after a loss than you do a win, but I did not feel well Tuesday after we lost, or after we won. I just, man, we were just lethargic, didn't look good. You know, Thursday with the effort we put on defense, you know, I was just proud of how hard, and I thought they represented Carrollton well. And, you know, and I talked to them about those kind of things. And they shake their head, and they agree with it. And, you know, we do a little team break and do stay positive kind of thing in our locker room, because I know February for us, there's a ton of games, and there's no sense getting down right now. We're in the heart of this thing, and, you know, it's nice stepping on the floor every night, and you feel like you can compete with any team you play with.